Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL legend video. A young man who's right now making great marks in the coaching ranks. She'll be a head coach in the National Football League. But I saw the young man playing college. And he got hurt in that great run and a great season of the Chicago Bears in 1985. Got hurt in the Super Bowl. Had a serious knee injury and never bounced back and never played another down in the league. But he's a special, special individual. His name is Leslie Frazier, cornerback, Chicago Bears, by way of Alcorn State University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner from the 901. It's always a pleasure to do videos about these great players that come from really, really different situations. So today, doing this about Leslie Frazier, I got to say this. The SWAC Nation is in the house at the cornerback position. It's not about Deion today. It's not about Bobby Butler today. It's not about Daryl Green today. It's about not about Champ Bailey. It's about that serious football that was played back in the SWAT. 60s, 70s, 80s. And Leslie Frazier out of Alcorn State was part of that. Back then, they played man-to-man. I told y'all, the greatest joy is my father, Chester Turner, taking me to see Tennessee State play when I was 6 years old. Andrews Dickey, but what I came annoyed about was they had a corner by the name of Jimmy Marcellus. They won a Super Bowl. Super Bowl IV, baby. Started as a rookie. James Hunter, Grambling. Mike Holmes, Texas Southern. Willie Brown, Grambling. Everson Wiles, Grambling. Tony Stagio, Tennessee State. Dominique Rogers Cromartie, Tennessee State. Albert Lewis, Grambling. True cornerback play, baby. Mark Harper, Alcorn State. Ronnell Young, Alcorn State. Isaac Holt, Alcorn State. Well, you know what? That young man was in the same law as all those great corners I just mentioned that played in the SWAC conference. And he came from a school, Alcorn State. Let me give love down at Lorman, Mississippi. This is for that school and to one of my best friends who grew up around the corner from me, who I got a lot of love for. And he left me and left us a year and a half ago, Lawrence King, who ended up going down there and playing football at Alcorn State. He was the reason that I was able to see Leslie Frazier playing at Alcorn State secondary with Mark Harper that played with the Cleveland Browns, with Ronnell Young, who's a first-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles, and Isaac Hope, who was drafted by the Vikings and then had a good career with the Dallas Cowboys. This for you, Lawrence. Kudos, baby. I hope you're resting well. In that school, Alcorn State, football, Willie Alexander, Milton Barney, Otis Wansley, Mark Harper, Jimmy Giles, Lawrence Pillars, Torrance Small, Donald Driver, Floyd Rice, John Theory, and Steve McNair. That's where Leslie Frazier came from, baby. And I thank everybody. Let me talk about Mr. Frazier. First, I'm going to talk about his skill set. When he was playing at a high level, he wasn't even drafted. But coming into that 81 draft, I knew one thing about Leslie Frazier. I seen him play when I was a sophomore. I was on home visiting. Alcorn State was playing Mississippi Valley. And I was a guest of Lawrence, my friend Lawrence King, and I was able to see him play up close and personal. One thing I knew about him, that even though he get drafted, it was no surprise he made it in the league because he had that serious instincts of A-plus playing that corner. He had that FBI football intelligence, A-plus. He had that explosion and leverage to play that man-to-man. He was a good tackler. He can warn shed and play press coverage. The quickness of playing corner. Back then in the SWAC, you didn't have no hate, you didn't have no help over the top when you played boundary corner. You was out there by yourself. And a lot depended on your footwork. And his footwork was A+. And man-to-man coverage, A+. And back then, to play corner in the SWAC, you had to have confidence. And it was hot in those days in Mississippi. And no facilities wasn't what it was like in no Power Five schools. You barely had water on any field practicing Grambling, Tennessee State, Mississippi Valley, Alcorn, Southern. But what it done, it built that dog in you. That I can do anything. When they mentioned the 1985 Chicago Bears defense, the greatest, some people say, of all time. And you look at the stars of the defense. Richard Dent, Tennessee State. Otis Wilson, Louisville. Steve Mike Michaels, the Eyes of Texas. Mike Singletary, Baylor. Dave Dorson, Notre Dame. Wilbur Marshall, Florida. Gary Fintick. Doug Plank. And the great Buddy Ryan that orchestrated that 46. But there was one thing that really had to make that thing work. Your corners, with Chicago doing all that blitzing, your corners had to hold up on the outside. And Leslie Frazier, along with Mike Richardson, Arizona State, people don't talk about them, but they were one of the best corner combos to play in the National Football League. In that year, when you look at that Chicago Bears defense, only gave up 198 points, only gave up 10 points in the playoffs, shut out the New York Giants that had Lawrence Taylor, Phil Sims, their great team now, then came back and shut down Eric Dickerson. Make no mistake, however, the corners played a very, very important part, and Leslie Frazier had 6 interceptions that year. It was so sad. In the Super Bowl, he was returning a punt and tore his knee up and never got back on the field. But just think about what would happen if he was able to play his career. I guarantee you he would have been a Hall of Famer. No question about it. No doubt in my heart, because you want to know why. I knew him before he even got to the league, he was going to be a special player. Because I saw him do it down on those gravel rocks and on that field down there in Lorman, Mississippi, along with Mark Harper, who's from the 901 Northside High School, same age as me, played with the Cleveland Browns. Halfred Dixon, Frank Minifield, he was the third corner. But getting back to Mr. Frazier, I knew he was going to make it in the league. See, I'm going to give a thought to you Power Five schools. Right now, the Power Five schools are at another level. And I'm great, and I'm grateful Deion Sanders is coaching at Jackson State. But let me tell you something. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you better stand up and recognize that secondary play back then. In my teen years, was unbelievable. It was no unturned. And it was no better conference that had no type of players that could play man-to-man coverage and come into the league. Len Barney, Mel Blount, James Hunter, Willie Brown, Albert Lewis, Everson Walls, Clifford Brooks, Tennessee State, Mike Holmes again at Texas Southern, Aeneas Williams at Southern, Mel Blount at Southern, mention his name again, Jimmy Marcellus at Tennessee State, Jim Kearney at Prairieview. There wasn't no conference producing DBs like that, brother, that can cover man to man. And this young man came from that background. And to me, he was just as much as an important part of the Chicago Bears defense in 85 than any player. But what I like about Leslie Frazier is that after he knew his career was over with, in 1988, he became head coach of Trinity International, a little NAIA program. And he won two national championships. Then he got his calling. Andy Reid, little Andy Reid, who's the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mr. Frazier went to Illinois after Trinity International. I'm getting ahead of myself. And became the secondary coach. And then that's when Andy Reid picked him out of that crowd in 1998 and come over and coach the secondary with the Philadelphia Eagles. And Andy Reid, it was his first coaching job. He was taking a hell of a chance. But he knew he had something special in Leslie Frazier. Andy Reid, first job on the Green Bay staff under Mike Holmgren, BYU's finest. From L.A., the city of Compton, the city of L.A., South Central, took a chance on this young man. And that's why I see Leslie Frazier one day is going to be a head coach in the National Football League. Because right now he's the lead assistant head coach with the Buffalo Bills. Special player, special man, just everything about him. And I loved him because after his career was over, he was able to regroup and still continue the love of the game. Trinity International, the University of Illinois, the Philadelphia Eagles. Danny with the Buffalo Bills, baby. He will become a head coach one day in the National Football League. Alcorn State finest. Again, to my friend, one of my best friends that passed away a year and a half ago during this terrible times of the pandemic, Lawrence King. Every time I think about Alcorn State, I think about you, baby. Much love to the 901 today. Many blessings. I know you're living well up there in heaven, my brother. If you like the video, please come and share. Special thanks to my producer, Logan Landis, for making it happen today. And when I think about Leslie Frazier, I think about Alcorn State. I think about the SWAT. Marino Kesselman, who used to be the head coach of Alcorn State. He's from the 901. Went to Father Burchin High School. And you know what? Coach Kaseman, tell you a true story. The high school you went to, Father Bertrand, was across the street from the house I was raised in my first 6 years. And the street had a hump in it. And I used to look out a window on the porch and watch Father Bertrand practice. Man, that was the times. So my final words about Leslie Frazier. It goes back. See, Chicago, he played with the Bears. Played on the greatest team. Some people say the 85 Bears. So when I think about him, Leslie Frazier, my final word, I think about that great singer. She was born in Chicago. She was part of one of the most outstanding bands, and she was the lead singer. Her name was Chaka Khan. The summers would be hot in 76, 77, 78. But you throw some Chaka Khan and Rufus on there, you know where I'm coming from. She had a song that went like this. Tell me something good. You ain't got no kind of feeling inside. I got something that sure enough I set your stuff on fire. Something good. Tell me something good. Da-da. Tell me. And boy, she used to break it down. Chaka Khan. Leslie Frazier. He did some good at Alcorn State. He did some good in winning that Super Bowl ring in 85. Even though his career ended late, ended early. Excuse me. He was still able to move on. Tell me something good. Da-da. Tell me. And where he's at now. Lead assistant head coach with the Buffalo Bills, defensive coordinator, and I guarantee you he's going to be a head coach before I leave this earth. Tell me something good. Da-da. Leslie Frazier, cornerback, Chicago Bears, Alcorn State, Norman, Mississippi. And before I leave, I'd like to give special thanks also to the Alcorn State basketball team under David Whitney, one of the greatest coaches that coached on that level and had them rocking in 80 and 81. It's special to talk about these great players that played in the SWAC. I'm sorry. I can't. If you don't know what SWAC football means from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I'm sorry, some of y'all can't relate, but I can relate. I can. 66 Tennessee State team. It's time to go, because I get excited every time I talk about SWAC football. The schools, Grambling, Tennessee State, Southern, Texas Southern, Prairie View, Mississippi Valley State, Jackson State. Leslie Frazier, thank you.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. And again, to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.